community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me now, we have Councillor Russell Quirk. Hello, Russ.
Good afternoon.
You was in a few weeks ago, weren't you, just saying? I remembered your face first of all, but I know you.
I think that was pretty much the last time I was in, actually. Yeah, so well, contrary to popular belief, I'm not in here every day.
It was a while ago now.
Yeah, it was. A while ago. An enjoyable time, Mike.
It was. We did have a while. Now, we were talking about the William Hunter Way consultation last time you was here. Mm-hmm. And I know now you're going to come back with some results.
Yeah, so it was a few weeks ago. So because the consultation started on the 1st of September. That's it was right. going to run until about the middle of October. Mm-hmm. We extended it, so it was originally going to be the and it finished appropriately enough on firework night, so 5th of November.
So you've correlated all the the results, and I mean you've done that quite quick, haven't you?
Yeah, well, not me. I mean, our officers at Brentwood Council have been absolutely phenomenal, both at getting the message out here in terms of the fact that there is a consultation, encouraging people to respond, and indeed collating the raw data. I mean, and what you're going to see actually is what we're going to talk about is the sort of raw data. So it needs to be sort of polished and weighted and packaged up a bit. But yeah, you know, as I said to Paul Gold earlier on, you know, happy to come in and sort of impart what's here in terms of trends and so on. So it's all pretty exciting stuff. And I've got to say, I think quite compelling. So in total, 5,593 responses.
They did work quick in correlating that 5,000. Yeah.
Well, they've been doing it as they go along, in
That's
fairness,
really
and input
good.
It. But so it's an 18% response rate, which for the sort of statistical consultation gathering geeks out there, that is very, very high indeed. To get to 10% is normally something that you'd see as a pretty big success.
Well, it just shows you it's quite on everybody's mind in Brentwood. They want to see something done with that piece of land.
Yeah, and funny you should say that, because that's pretty much the underlying message that comes out of this, that the majority, the vast majority of people do want something to be done on that site, which, you know, that won't in terms of, you know, their wishes. But, you know, in terms of what should happen there, it was about 73% of people across the borough, so obviously the wider populace, said, yes, we think something should be done with that site, and it should not just remain as it is, which, let's be honest, is a bit of a tatty old car park.
It is a bit, really, to be honest with you.
It is. So, and obviously, this is a story that, I mean, you guys have covered many, many times, as have the local sort of the press, in terms of how long this has run. I think about 8 or 9 years now from when this was first talked about being developed and it being a cinema, potentially a cinema, up till now. And of course, you know, unfortunately, the Conservative administration that ran the council up until May, have got to hear really in terms of why they dropped the ball, and after 8 years, it came to nothing.
It's a long while, isn't it?
It's a long while, particularly with no outcome.
Yeah, just to sit and talk about something and nothing happens.
And you know, and the financial deal changed, and it got worse and worse and worse for the taxpayer. So eventually, obviously, because of pressure from the opposition, thankfully, the plug was pulled on the deal. Obviously, the Conservatives then lost control of the council in May, and now the Accord administration, which of course is made up of Brentwood First, Labour, the Liberal Democrats, and an independent, Roger Keeble, who's one of the councillors for Tipps Cross. We now run the council, and were determined, as of when we were sort of fully incarnated, so to speak, in June, that the William Hunter Way development would be something that we treated properly and seriously, and not just delivered.
We need a full stop at the end of this, don't we?
Well, we need an outcome.
And we do.
And what we also need, from our point of view as the Accord, is an outcome that is informed by local people. Yeah. So what happened previously was that the council decided in their wisdom that they would create a design and a size of potential construction, and they worked out what they, as a very small number of people in that particular administration back in 2005, they worked out what they wanted, and they thought it was a six-screen cinema and a Waitrose and some other shops and so on. And in fairness, you know, forced that on the Brentwood public. Yeah. I was a Conservative councillor at the time. I was one of very few Conservative councillors to vote against this because, well, not this, but the previous scheme, because it was simply A, too big, and also it was not informed by resident opinion. So when Barry Aspinall, the leader of the council, gave me the task some months ago of looking after and overseeing the William Hunter Way project in terms of what it should or indeed should not be, I grabbed it with both hands, but we agreed very, very early on that it would be informed by a consultation, which is obviously what we now have in front of us here in terms of the results. And it's, as I say, pretty compelling and certainly interesting in terms of what Brentwood and indeed businesses, because it went out to business too. So it's great stuff. So I'll talk you through it all if you want.
Yeah, please.
So just to be clear, so we've done a consultation across the borough. So this went out in a hard copy consultation form to every household. It was also promoted on social media, so via Twitter, Facebook, and so on. And it sat on the homepage of the Brentwood Council website for 9-10 weeks. Also, we also, because there was a little bit of a blip in terms of the delivery of the original consultation papers, we also sent out a letter to every household in Brentwood that reminded them.
I got one, as did I, and
hopefully as did everybody. Remarks at a meeting last night that because we'd used the council tax register of addresses, it was bound to get to everybody. So, and indeed it did. So, and it was, no missing gaps there, as you can imagine. So, and as a consequence of that, when that went out, that in effect doubled the amount of consultation responses that we'd had. So, up until that time, we'd had about 2,500 responses. As soon as that letter went out, we saw a huge spike in the amount of people that then went onto the Brentwood Council website to register their view by way of the online consultation, and subsequently, as I say, we've ended up at the end of the consultation process with just under 5,600 responses. Now, what we've also done, without getting too geeky, is we've broken down the responses into the wider populace, so that's basically everybody that responded, Brentwood residents as a whole, so that's people from Blackmoor through Shenfield, Ingatestone, you know, and so on. But we've then also looked at the local responses. So these are the people that are really important in this. These are the people that live immediately around the area, so the people that live in Western Road, North Road, North Road Avenue, and so on, because their voice needs to be heard perhaps a little bit louder, because they're the ones that would be affected by it in terms of any negatives day to day. So we were very, very mindful of that. And actually, the data does show that, surprise, surprise, the people that live immediately around it have a slightly different view on what should go there.
I can imagine they do, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and as I say, it's
it wouldn't surprise you if they liked it to just to stay a car park, because they know there's not going to be anything rowdy going on. There's not going to be any noises or...
Yeah, well funny enough, so one of the questions we asked specifically was, do you think the William Hunter Way site should remain as a car park only? So right. A pretty clear question.
Okay.
So Brentwood-wide, 76% of people said no. It should not just remain as it is. So that was really clear. But even locally, so the immediate local response, as we're calling it, so you know the roads that literally are adjacent to that site, 61% of people that live immediately next to it also said, no, it should not remain just
now,
as a car park.
That's quite surprising.
Really, really surprising.
Are they looking for a house price increase, though?
Well, I suppose it could work the other way. I mean, some people nearby might think it could be detrimental to their house price. My view, and obviously my day job is as a property guy, I'm an estate agent. So my view is that whenever there's any regeneration, and I would count this as regeneration, is that this can only be good for the people that live in the immediate area, because it's going to tidy up that particular part of the town centre. It's going to provide facilities.
More amenities.
Yeah, and it's going to aesthetically make the place look better. And I suppose depending on what goes there, so if it were to be bars, pubs and nightclubs, which it isn't, then that could have a detrimental effect. But if it's, let's say, you know, and I'm speculating a bit here, let's say it were a Waitrose and a Costa Coffee and an H&M and a 3 or 4 screen cinema, then as long as it's done properly and sympathetically, it's not too big, it's not too overbearing, traffic and parking is accounted for, and design, really importantly, design is good, then my personal view is that this is a very, very positive thing for that area.
Yeah, I think that would be positive as well.
Yeah, and
as long as the parking is addressed first and foremost.
Yeah, so let's be clear, we're not getting rid of the car park. So the car park will be improved and will be potentially made bigger, at least, you know, so it'll at least be the same size, certainly not smaller, because it's a very, very busy car park. And anybody that's tried to get in there some Saturdays will know that lose car parking spaces
there.
That's
right.
So what the clever designers need to do is to work out a scheme, and it may well be that there's some tiered parking, it may well be that there's an underground element. We need to find a way of making sure that we tick every box in terms of providing what people here are saying, and I'll elaborate a little bit more on some of these responses. So, for instance, choice of shops, that was a very, very big, an extremely resounding message that we got from this consultation response, that when we asked people generally, but even people that live close by, what do you think would immediately improve that particular area, and indeed what does the town centre want for, again resoundingly, pretty response apart from a cinema, which came out pretty much near the top in terms of what those people want, it was choice of shops. So the vast majority of people that were asked said, we want a better, more varied choice of shops. And I guess, you know, we can drill down into the detail of that. Does that mean chain stores? Does it mean independents? I think it's everything. So I think we need a mix of those shops. Whether it's retail, whether it's food, whether it's restaurants and so on, you know, we need to make sure that that's controlled so that it's a good blend and that it's attractive for shoppers, of course, that it's synonymous with a cinema. Well, that's a bit of a tongue twister. synonymous with a cinema. But really important. It's local traders as well.
Totally.
And so people in Crown Street, Roper's Yard, and I have to say, particularly the independents that really, really work hard to sort of keep their head above the water with regard to rent paid, rates paid and so on. Really important that they see a benefit to this in terms of it keeping people in Brentwood rather than people going off to Basildon to the cinema and to eat or to Romford or indeed to Lakeside, you know, to shop and attracts people in. You know,
you want something to add to what we've got rather than just more of what we've got.
Yes.
To be fair.
Yes, exactly.
You do, and that would add, and that would help the house pricing down that particular area as well, because it's you know, if you could put some sort of well, I don't know, the have you got any take? One of the things that you're definitely going to put there?
Well, you know, this still needs to be crunched. And of course, you know, we definitely need to take account of the people that have said that perhaps they don't want a cinema, but that is the minority. I've got to be really clear. You know, people nearby have said that they don't favour a cinema, the people that live immediately around. And I think, as we said just now, that's probably not that surprising because they believe that there might be some sort of impact on their quality of life.
Yeah, late night stuff.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, it's got to be argued that actually having a 1 acre open car park that actually is very accessible from, you know, all sorts of people sort of tumbling out of the Sugar Hut and the Slug and Lettuce at 2 o'clock in the morning, cars sort of, you know, donutting around the car park, and so that's not very desirable in its present form either. So, you know, I think we need to balance all of that. But what it seems like, and I was urged by a resident last night not to use the word mandate in terms of what the council now has in terms of its the way it's looking forward here. But, you know, it certainly still has, it's certainly got a steer in terms of what people have said in this consultation in terms of what they would like. And it does appear pretty convincingly that for the first time we have the people of Brentwood saying that, yes, we would like a cinema. We want it to be in the town centre, which again isn't a surprise because, of course, you wouldn't want it. Otherwise, you know, you might as well go to Basildon or Romford again. They do want to see restaurants. They definitely want to see parking. They definitely want to see choice of shops. The other big thing, Mikey, though, is safety. That came up a lot. Now, I think there's a, and I suppose we could have the argument about perception versus reality in terms of the nighttime economy, what happens outside certain establishments on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. But the leader of the council last night was saying at the meeting where we unveiled all this that we are obviously going to take very significant note of the fact that the majority of people have shown a concern, I suppose, for what would happen in safety terms if this development goes ahead, and indeed safety now. And obviously people read what they read in the Gazette about, you know, a fight here, an issue there. And without doubt, there are sometimes issues in Brentwood, as there are in Billericay, Basildon, Chompson, and everywhere else. Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to comment on sort of the reality of that perception. But suffice to say that this consultation has thrown out some other stuff. So it's not just about, yes, it looks like we should be providing a cinema for the people of Brentwood, because clearly that's what they want, and a range of shops, maybe a Waitrose, maybe an Aldi, maybe a Lidl, and so on. But we have to keep in mind that people are concerned about nighttime safety in particular. That's not lost on the council at all. So, more stats for you, I guess. The other thing that came out was people don't want homes built there. Now, that was a really surprising stat.
Well, yeah. Well, to be fair, homes are not going to push up a price. No, I'm saying that. No, me saying that, I've put my foot in my own mouth, I think, there sometimes, because sometimes it can push the price of house prices up.
Well, it could. And the previous scheme, of course, had a number of flats, about 14 apartments. And but I mean, whoever we spoke to here, whether it were the wider populace or whether it were people very, very close by, pretty much everybody said that they strongly disagreed that there should be new homes there. And I think probably people look at the mix between sort of retail, leisure and new homes and see that perhaps it's not always appropriate, particularly when you've got parking considerations, traffic, so on. You know, and are people that live are people going to buy a new property, I guess, if they are, you know, right next door to this new development? So, you know, notwithstanding what we said about the existing residents. So, you know, that's a real message there. And again, something that the council can now be informed by, and something that the council didn't have, because, of course, the previous administration, their consultation never happened. They didn't do one.
Yeah, that's right.
They never asked anybody. They told people what they thought they wanted, but the previous council, the Conservative council, did not ask anybody what they thought they wanted or what should be there or should not be there with regard to the William Hunter Way site. So I've got to say, I'm very, very proud indeed that we've invested the time in this consultation to actually take the time to listen to what people do or don't want.
That's quite important, to be honest with you, because everybody's entitled to have their say. If they're living in the area and they're paying the council tax, they're entitled to say what goes on this piece of land.
You're absolutely right, and you would think that that would have been done previously.
You would have thought so.
Yeah, and also the other thing to say is, you know, if once this is collated, it goes to full council, so all 37 councillors will see this report now in full and will vote on the way forward, and then they will continue to vote over the next months in terms of the next steps. There will be design briefs, there'll be planning briefs, there'll obviously be lots and lots of conversations with experts coming in to make sure that this is done properly this time, because of course the previous design or the previous attempt. So you know, in fairness, you know, we've learnt lessons from the previous lot that this will be done very properly indeed. There won't be money wasted like there was before, because £300,000 of taxpayers' money was
a lot
wasted.
Of money.
Yeah. So you know, it's we're in a good place. Yeah. I think what we would end up doing is delivering something that not only is what Brentwood wants in terms of those specific things, the choice of shops, cinema and so on, but there's the commercial deal here as well. And obviously the council owns the land in the consultation. It's why we're embarking on the potential project. Now, previously, the deal that the developer that the council went to, and bearing in mind they only went to one developer, there was no tender process previously, there will be this time. So it will be open, it will be properly up for scrutiny, properly progressive in terms of going out to various developers, various retailers and so on. So we will ensure that there's a proper, honest, open and transparent process. And what we think will come out at the end of that is that the financial deal for the council and therefore the taxpayer will be significantly better than the last one. So just to compare, the previous deal that was Conservative council was that there will be no money up front whatsoever, so no capital receipt, and an income in rental of about £300,000 a year. That then was conceded by the Conservatives that should actually reduce to £200,000 a year. So in other words, the taxpayer was shortchanged by about £100,000 a year, so big money. What we will potentially look for is a deal where there is a capital receipt, so the council can then use that money for other projects, but also an income, which obviously can be used to ensure and maintain and improve and indeed create frontline services. And maybe even to reduce your council tax.
I'd like
the
sound of that.
That's the whole plan.
To be honest with you, any reduction in council tax is going to be quite minimal anyway. And taxpayer in a local area, I would have preferred that money went back into the local area to keep it all, you know, shipshape.
Yeah, council tax is a big debate. So there's people even in the Accord. Some are saying, well, you know, maybe there should be an inflation-related increase. Some are saying it should be frozen. Like me, for instance, I think council tax should be frozen. There are also people within the Accord saying, no, actually, I think we're in good shape now. Now that we've taken control of the council and we've sort of started to tidy up the mess left by the last lot, we can potentially cut council tax. And it's really good that within the Accord, because it's made up of four different political entities, we're having that debate, you know, and we'll come out at the end of it on council tax saying, well, actually what we think is collectively that this should happen. But one thing's for sure, and I certainly hope that, that nobody moves for this to happen, is a significant increase, which obviously we have previously seen over the last 10 years. There will not be, certainly I will not support, in terms of any vote, a significant increase. I will support a reduction. I will support a freeze. But it's schemes like this, really importantly, that allow us to be in a financial position where over the next sort of 2, 5, 10 years, whatever it might be, along with a lot of the other stuff we're doing on assets. So we're finding old scraps of land that the council have owned for years and years, and we're turning them into housing, and we're keeping some of that housing and getting an income from it. Stuff I've got to say, unfortunately, that some councillors, mention no names specifically, have voted against. They see it as being a bit too entrepreneurial. I don't, you know, and I'm advancing this.
I think the council has to get into this, because money is in short supply now. for everybody. Well, the council's no different to anybody else. And I think the more they can get into business acumen, the better, to be honest
Absolutely
with you.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And, you know, where else is the hole going to be filled from? So, I mean, unfortunately, the Conservative-led government now, of course, are cutting. And there's a massive argument, a significant argument, that they have to do that because of, you know, they would say the mess left by the Labour government. But one way or the other, there have been significant cuts. I mean, 20-something percent cuts to local authorities by government. So that has to be found from somewhere.
Yeah.
And you can either keep putting council tax up by the maximum, which of course he's capped because you can't more than 5%, otherwise the Secretary of State sort of jumps on it. You either just lose frontline services, lose staff, or get into a position, of course, where councils start trying to sell their town halls, which, of course, you know, Councillor Louise McKinley tried to do a couple of years ago, which fortunately we managed to stop. You know, we have to bridge the gap, and the Accord are doing that. Yeah, so it's, you know, good financial management, using our assets to good effect, and looking at things like William Hunter Way as a win-win, whereby we can make sure that we deliver something that Brentwood wants and make it work financially too. It's perfect.
Well, Russell, this sounds like I'm getting quite excited, to be honest with you.
Hey, that's the idea.
I am getting quite excited about this. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us the result of the consultation.
More to come.
And I mean, I said this to you before, anytime you want to come in and discuss this, because it's very close to everybody's hearts in Brentwood, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So anytime you want to come in and discuss this again, you're more than welcome. You just come in on the show and we'll sit and have a chat.
Brilliant. Love to. Well, look, thanks for inviting me on again, Mikey.
Thanks a lot, Russell.
Cheers.
See you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.